You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The most widely discussed move from yesterday's cabinet reshuffle was the Prime Minister's decision to demote Dr. Shane Retty from his position as Minister for Health and replace him with Transport Minister Simeon Brown. Notably, Simeon Brown has zero experience working in the health sector, opposed to Retty's 20-plus years practicing as a doctor. However, the New Zealand Nurses Organisation say they're not concerned with who the minister fronting the portfolio is, but instead with how the government is going to aptly fund and resource the health sector. I spoke to Chief Executive of the organisation, Paul Goulter, about the key issues that nurses are facing in the healthcare sector currently. We discussed how the cabinet reshuffle may possibly alter things in the sector and what moves need to be made by the government in order to pick it up from the crisis it's currently facing. How do the New Zealand Nurses Union feel about the decision to replace Dr. Shane Retty with Simeon Brown as Minister for Health?
Well, we're not focusing on the person. We're rather more focused on what the policies and funding is for health. So that's the key issue rather than the person who's minister. So we really have no comment about one or the other, although I do want to acknowledge Shane Retty and the work he did within health. As a practitioner, he obviously had a really good sense of what was needed, but whether or not he delivered the policies of the government, that's for the government to decide. So what we think is that the right course is to get our health system fixed, and we want to work on that rather than get into debates about which minister is the better or worse than any other minister.
Given that, I'm assuming then that there's no concerns from NZNO that Simeon Brown doesn't have the same health experience as Dr. Retty?
The question here has often been asked, and obviously if you've got someone who's worked in health, like a doctor or a nurse, certainly they are familiar with the day-to-day pressures on health and, of course, would be more quickly brought up to speed if they're just an incoming minister like Simeon Brown. But on the other hand, their job is not to be a practitioner. Their job is rather to design, develop and implement policies and that are going to work for all New Zealanders and be supported by adequate funding. And we think those latter two points this government really is failing.
So NZNO is calling on the government to properly fund and resource the health sector. What area is most in need at the moment?
We think it's the primary and community health sector area. That's GPs and other frontline services, urgent clinics and the like that you would normally, most New Zealanders encounter. And we think that's a real problem area, and that's and if you just look about the difficulties of access to GPs, lots of GP clinics are closing down. People are having to wait weeks to get an appointment with their doctor. And if we can get that fixed, and that includes the nurses, because we've got a massive pay gap between nurses who work in hospitals and nurses who work in primary health, if that can be fixed, that's the best place to go to start to sort out the country's health needs. And a good example is if you can get in to see a GP and get under treatment as quickly as what you need to, there's less chance of you having to go on into hospital, and as a result, that reduces the pressure on the hospitals themselves. So let's start at the very front of people's contact with the health system, which is basically their GP or others in those sorts of roles, for example, Plunkett. And let's get those organisations sustainably resourced. That's where we've got a real problem, because it's not just the quantum of the money that's received there, but it's also the funding model. And in our view, the funding model is broken, and that needs to be urgently addressed, and the quantums are just too low anyway. And in particular, this is the nurses' organisation is calling for an establishment of pay parity between nurses who work in primary health and nurses who work in hospitals. That's a must-do. We can't have nurses leaving primary health and going into hospitals or to Australia or whatever because of better wages there. We need to stabilise and equalise wages across health.
So the issues that we're seeing in this area in primary health, what impact are they having on patients?
Well, it's having a big impact because of the delays or inaccessibility of access to primary health. And what that means is that if people are having to wait longer to get to see their doctor, or that it's too expensive to see their doctor, that means they're just put up with a health condition, which means it's going to deteriorate, and then they'll turn up at an emergency department with very serious conditions, which could have been avoided if they had managed to get affordable and equitable access to their GP earlier. And this is a particular issue for Māori, because Māori health outcomes in this country are absolutely appalling, and it's really critical that they get access to to primary health, and in particular Māori and iwi health providers, because the results are really clear that if that is accessed earlier and it's affordable, there will be better health outcomes. So this is right across the board, the need to fix primary health.
And what impact is it having on nurses and healthcare staff?
Well, what the impact it's having on nurses and primary health is that simply the ones that are there are being really overworked, and that's because there's less and less of them because they're being attracted into other jobs. And so it's really important that you have well-established nursing going on inside primary health. And a lot of people are talking at the moment about intergenerational fairness. And as many nurses have told me, that it's one of the really good things about working as a nurse in general practice is you get to see generations of families. So you get to know what the family's about. The families trust you, which makes it easier to actually pick up if something's wrong. It makes it easier to convince parents about the need for immunisations and the like. And that's a really important part of nursing, of nurses' work. And it's an important part of that whole GP general practice teamwork that goes on. If nurses aren't being recruited or retained in suitable numbers, that stuff's all put at risk. And that comes back to the problems we've got with getting equitable and affordable access to primary and community health. There's also a raft of problems in aged care as well. And many of those problems in aged care are similar to the problems faced in primary and community health, which is basically a poor funding model and inadequate funding anyway.
So we're seeing problems in primary care, we're seeing problems in aged care. When Simeon Brown picks up this portfolio, what ideally would be the first actions that he takes?
Well, we think, first of all, his actions need to be guided by the principles in the PIORA Act, the Healthy Futures New Zealand Act, which determines the way the health agencies are required to approach the task. So we'd highly recommend that that is a place to start his work, and that he has a range of conversations with people about different health groups, about what they think is needed, and including the unions, and we're very keen to have that with it. But fundamentally, what we want to see is at the very centre of our health system is the patient and whānau. Now, we think at the moment that the health system has drifted off into some sort of budget mania, in that it's absolutely fixated on budget and what they say are budget blowouts. And what that's doing is ignoring patient need. And so there's a bit of a binary or black and white situation between patient need and budget need. And we think it's gone too far to budget need. It needs to return to what do patients and whānau actually need in this country. How can we provide that equitably? How can we ensure that Māori, that the government meet its obligations with respect to Māori health? And how can we ensure that we've got a workforce that's stable and has the right skill mix to meet the needs that are in front of it? These are massive challenges that any Minister of Health has to address, and it needs significant policy input, and it needs funding models that actually work in this environment, and it needs adequate levels of funding, and we think that that's on all those counts.
That was Chief Executive of the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, Paul Goulter, on the new Minister of Health and the changes that need to be made in the health sector.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.